sing. I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I from my phone and see my life, and it's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave. Then it's a dorm room like a hedge maze, and when I touch my leg and I insist, but I wake up before we do it. I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. To know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want.
Hello, I'm CR, and you're listening to Worst Boys Guild on WMFO in Medford. Today, we are going to listen to all of Phoebe Bridgers' new album, Punisher. And I'll be fully honest with you, I don't know why you would want to listen to it in this format with my commentary sandwiched beneath all of the songs, as opposed to just listening to the album. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Please stick around. And if you're like me, you've already listened to the album more than once anyways. So maybe the commentary will be refreshing. I don't know. Anyways, I started by pairing the first two songs, DVD Menu and Garden Song, together. That was deliberate. I think in the music video for Garden Song, it actually has both songs. So when I heard that in the album, I was like, oh, the music video, how cool. It's actually a music video for two songs, and we just didn't know. I didn't know. Maybe everybody did, but me. Anyways, of course I listened to this past NPR New Music Friday episode just long enough to hear them talk about this album, and then their conversation about the album made me want to go re-listen to the album, so I stopped the podcast and left to re-listen to the album. And I will say, I am a sucker for music journalism. I know it has its problems, but I enjoy it. And one of the women on the podcast said something that really hit home with me. And I hope that I don't totally butcher it, because I'm paraphrasing, but she said that this album is about being alone with another person, being alone with your memories, and being alone with your fantasies. And that really resonated with me and with my experience of this album. And it maybe kind of explains why this album has spoken to my quarantine experience so much. I think I've mentioned in other weeks of this show that I've spent a lot of time reminiscing. But we start with this fantasy that's really cool. Most of her songs are, you know, like slow and or pretty sad. And Garden Song isn't exactly particularly fast or upbeat, but it is really, really sweet. Yeah, and it makes me look forward to, like, when I have a person in my life that I would sing that song to, because it is just so, it's so sweet, I don't know. And we just, right from the beginning of the album, we're enjoying her amazing ability to write lyrics. Yeah, the lyrics in this one blow me away as well. Like the dream that she has is, anyways, I don't have much intelligent thought about this besides that it really, I identify it. Like, this is how I experience romance, like being into somebody romantically as well. And I just love her songwriting. But let's get into it. We're already 8.5 minutes into the show, and we have a 40-minute album to listen to. And the next one is Kyoto. I have played it on the show before. When I heard this one, I was wondering if there were going to be more, like, upbeat, kind of fun songs in the album. And spoiler alert, not really. But that's okay, because it's still an amazing album. But this one, yeah, is very fun, and it's funny because I had to look up the lyrics, and then it, like, has little clips from interviews next to the lyrics, and Phoebe Bridgers said that, like, one of the musicians working with her just came up with, like, a more fun tune for this one, and she was so tired of recording slow songs that she decided to make it upbeat. Which makes sense, but it is very, very fun, and it also has amazing lyrics. Like, I don't know, like, just, I got bored at the temple and looked around in the 7-Eleven. It's like so simple, but it captures a really specific, aimless vibe of just the difference between, like, what you think things are gonna be like, and then the realization that you're still just you, and life is still just life, even when you're getting to these amazing places and doing these amazing things. So, that's what I get from the song. Anyways, here it is. Enjoy it.
To tell.
So since I've started pre-taping these shows, I will be honest, I usually don't listen to the songs all the way through with you guys. I drop them from my iTunes library into GarageBand and then skip it, honestly, to save time. But this time, I'm listening through it with you guys because it'll just be one of very many times I listen to this album in my lifetime. Anyways, and I want to... I haven't listened to it enough to really, like, remember each of the individual songs very well. So that'll become important later, when the songs aren't so distinctive. And also, they're not, like, Garden Song and Kyoto were the two first singles she released from the album, so I'd listened to them several times, before now. Anyways, not so much the other ones. Those are all newer to me. So that's some of my process. Anyways, my point is, just listen to that one again. And it is so fun. I said that before it played too, but isn't that great? It's just, it's a hit. I really enjoy it. Yeah. Anyways, I kind of want to talk about the circumstances of this album's release, because, I mean, as has been noted on the past 3 weeks of my show, the Black Lives Matter movement is really center stage right now in American politics for good reason. And it's been hard to go online and pull attention away from that. It's not been something that anybody really wants to do, especially not any white person. Again, for good reason, because attention needs to stay on this until goals are accomplished and until we end up with a better country, and who knows how long it's going to take. But to the point of who knows how long that's going to take, what was really interesting is this album was originally scheduled to come out on Juneteenth, just because Juneteenth happened to fall on a Friday this year. So seeing as most new records come out on a Friday, it was scheduled for then. So Thursday morning, she actually released the album a day early, I would assume, so that it didn't come out on Juneteenth. Just again, for not wanting to pull attention away from Black culture and Black issues on that really important day. So it was really cool. On Thursday, I woke up and went on Twitter, and to my surprise, very pleasant surprise, there was a tweet about it saying the album had come out. It reads, "I'm not pushing the record until things go back to quote unquote normal, because I don't think they should. Here it is a little early. Abolish the police. Hope you like it." So I thought this was a great decision, not only because of my personal ulterior motives of getting the album a day early, but I mean for the reasons I already kind of explained. I thought it was kind of neat, and now I'm curious to see what Haim does this Friday. I mean, obviously this Friday is not Juneteenth, but I'm interested to see if they comment on what's going on with the Black Lives Matter movement, if they change the release date of their album at all. We'll see. This was very cool, though. Anyways, let's get a couple more songs. The next two in the album are Punisher, so the title track, and Halloween. Here you go. Drugstores are open all night.
hear so many stories of you at the bar. Most times alone and some looking your worst, but never not sweet to the trust funds and punishers. Man, I wish that I could say the same. I swear I'm not angry, that's just my face. A copycat.
All right, so again, that was Punisher, and then Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers off her new album, Punisher. If you're just joining us, we're listening to that whole album today, because there are no consequences. I'm not even in Medford, even if you wanted there to be consequences. So, ha ha ha. And because everybody should listen to this album. It is so good. And these two songs go really well together, I think. I also think Punisher is a great example of why this album is just like when the lady from NPR's All Songs Considered said the thing about being alone, and then being alone with another person, and then being alone with your memories, and then alone with your fantasies. I was like, yes, this album makes me want to climb up to the top of a mountain and then just like sit there completely still and listen to the album and think about all the people that used to be in my life that aren't in my life anymore, you know? And Punisher is a great title track because it is so emblematic of that feeling. Yeah, that's the best way I have to describe this album, is just like also why it resonates with me so much in my quarantine experience, because that's what I've been doing, just like thinking, not necessarily in a sad way, just in a like nostalgic, reminiscent way about all the people that used to be in your life that now aren't. A lot of reflection. This is a good reflecting album. It's melancholy. It's somber. I dig it. Yeah. Anyways, An Upcoming is one of my favorite songs off the whole album, Chinese Satellite. But first, I'd better go ahead and read my PSA for the week. So, this one's titled Know Your Cell Phone Rights. And here goes. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a full password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The best answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what you store on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Usually I kind of just pick my PSAs at random. This one is not at random. There's a lot of protesting going on. I encourage you to do, if you're at all able. And it's definitely a good idea to, like, the common thing people say when you're going to a protest is to turn off location services. Also a good idea to turn off the ability for your fingerprint to unlock your phone, just in case for that reason. Again, since I'm doing the album Punisher this week, I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter as much, but it's still going on. Go to protests, and when you do, be safe and be smart. Yeah. And for now, just listen to Chinese Satellite by Phoebe Bridgers. Here you go.
I've been running around in circles, pretending to be myself. Somebody do this on purpose when they could do something else. Drowning out the morning birds, songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. I'm alone till the feeling's gone forever. Took a tour to see the stars, but they weren't out tonight. So I wished hard on a Chinese satellite. I want to believe. Instead, I look at the sky and I feel nothing. You know I hate to be alone. I want to be wrong. You were screaming at the evening.
Thought about putting this one back to back with Moonsong because they go well together, but I thought that they both deserve the attention that comes from them being on their own. I won't say too much because I have a ton of time, but I just, again, like her songwriting, like I said, this is one of my favorites. This is what I mean, thinking about the people who used to be in your life, losing a person, like grief, loneliness, like the, I don't know, like the feeling like you're from another planet. I mean, the lines are more explicitly about grief, reminds me of my experience I've had with grief, but then like the part about listening to the same three songs over and over reminds me of my breakup experience. It's like loss. I don't know. She's a great writer. Anyways, here's Moonsong. Sorry that this hour is just me fangirling, but also, maybe you'll understand why I like the album so much. That's the best I can hope for. Now here's Moonsong. Couldn't have Okay, yeah, I really cannot say enough about this song. This is the most fangirling you're gonna get from me in this hour, because I love Garden Song in Kyoto, but I've heard them a lot before since they came out earlier, and this one just blows me away. As should be the case with any good album, I cannot pick a favorite song in this album. If there's an album where you can pick just one song that's definitely better than all the other ones, then you're wasting a lot of your time probably whenever you listen to the album all the way through. But I can say that this song stands out to me so much. The writing is so genius. And it's amazing that this one sticks out to me so much, because I've never experienced unrequited love like that. I've never experienced, like, impossible love like that. But, I mean, she writes it so effectively that I feel like I can feel it. Like, I at least get a sense of the feeling, and it's not amazing. It's sad. but it's vivid. I think the image of the dog with the dead bird is a genius, like, metaphor. I think that the way she manages to fixate on this person's smile with just one short line in the song is genius. I think she sings and plays this one really well. It's emotional. And, wow. Yeah, that was Moon Song. Really a good yearning song. You ever want to yearn, then you got that one. Which for a lot of people has been a big part of quarantine. For me, yearning has been maybe a smaller part than I thought it would be. I wonder how much of this song, I need to watch some interviews or something, figure out how much of this album was written and created during quarantine. But I know that the music video for Kyoto was made on Zoom, which is very cool. And makes me feel validated, because I connect every single thing in this album to quarantine. So the fact that at least on some level she connects the album to quarantine is, yeah, it's validating. I was gonna come up with another word for it. Makes me feel like my take isn't completely off base. Yeah, wow, I feel like I usually have more to say about Moon Song, but I'm just kind of, I don't know. Right now, I'm out of clever things to say. I'm sure if I were in conversation with the second person about it, I would come up with a lot more. But it's just so rich. Yeah. And it's, like, slow, but not boring. Like, a lot of Phoebe Bridgers' music accomplishes that. Like, trait of being slow but not boring me to death, which a lot of artists cannot do. So, nice. Anyways, here are the next two tracks, Save Your Complex and then ICU, like the letters, like in a hospital, by Phoebe Bridgers off her new album, Punisher.
Oh,
Okay, so we had Savior Complex, and then ICU, and then Graceland 2. Graceland 2, and then the one I'm going to play next, I Know the End, are definitely some favorites of mine. I always love it when artists can finish an album strong, because they don't always, but it just is, to me, a very important metric of a good album. Anyways, I did not budget my time super well, so I do not have a lot of time to wrap up the show. But thank you so much for listening. Go listen to this album a million more times. Keep protesting, signing petitions, writing representatives, etc., etc. And have a great Wednesday. I'm CR. You've been listening to Worst Boys Guild on WMFO in Medford. And here is I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers off of her new album, Punisher. Take care.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go, I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go, I know, I know, I know. rusty swing set. After a while, you went quiet, and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know, I know. Driving out into the sun, let the old truth